Good morning, Monday the 21st of July. I'm Mick Kerr. This is Inside Agriculture. Welcome to this part of your day. Thank you for being here. Topping farm news this morning, USDA says it's fired 70 foreign contract researchers after a national security review intended to secure the U.S. food supply from adversaries, including China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. A USDA spokesperson says USDA has completed a thorough review of individuals authorized to work on contracts with the department and identified about 70 individuals from countries of concern. The contractors had worked at the Ag Research Service, the in-house research arm of USDA. Most of those dismissed were Chinese postdoctoral researchers on two-year contracts with the agency and who were already subject to vetting before being hired. The president of the American Federation of Government Employees, Local 1657, which represents ARS workers in Albany, California, says, "We don't have the talent now to progress on these research projects. It's setting us back by years, if not decades." USDA had no comment. White House border czar Tom Homan said last week the Trump administration is considering possible changes to its immigration enforcement policy as it relates to farm and hospitality workers. In an interview on News Nation's Cuomo, Homan said people in the White House are talking about various policy solutions, and he expects to see an announcement sometime soon. According to the latest Crop Protection Network map, positive cases of tar spot have been reported in 26 Iowa counties so far this year. First reported in the Corn Belt in 2015, the disease has been confirmed in Iowa since 2016. So now, all 99 Iowa counties have a history with tar spot. Tar spot has been confirmed in Wisconsin, Illinois, Missouri, Nebraska, Kansas, Indiana, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and New York. The need for a new farm bill hasn't gone away. That's according to key ag lawmakers. Some, but not all, updates of farm safety net programs made it into the president's successful tax bill, and ag lawmakers say it's now time to finish the job. House General Farm Commodities Panel Chair Austin Scott at a recent hearing.
Today, our loan programs don't reflect the realities of the modern family farm. Loan limits are outdated, and the lending process is often slow and burdensome.
On the House floor, Kansas Republican Tracy Mann.
It is past time for Congress to pass a fiscally conservative five-year farm bill, including support for agriculture research and development. We've seen the devastating impact disease outbreaks can have with the HPAI virus, and now we must continue to take steps to prevent the new world screwworm from reaching our borders.
In the Senate, Iowa's Chuck Grassley is calling for a skinny farm bill. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. We'll take a break for the markets.